Report: Democrat Ilhan Omar's husband's winery may be in trouble due to Islamic ban on alcohol. By Amy Furr on February 7, 2026. Representative Ilhan Omar's, DMN, husband, Tim Minot, could be in trouble with Islamic leaders due to him owning a wine company in California. Minot converted to Islam when he married Omar, who is a Muslim, in 2020. However, selling alcohol is prohibited by Islamic law. The New York Post reported Saturday, noting Minot's company is called EST Crew. That business and others apparently raised the couple's worth to $30 million. Omar claimed the wine biz was worth between $1 million and $5 million in her May 2025 financial disclosure, which covered the 2024 calendar year. The Post article said, adding the company went belly up for over a year, which drew questions on why it was so highly valued. Minot and a business partner were later sued by an investor who alleged the two businessmen fraudulently misrepresented the brand as a legitimate company. It's not clear why, after all of this failure, Omar placed the business value in the seven figures. In her financial disclosure covering the previous year of 2023, when EST Crew was at least alive, she only put its value between $15,000 and $50,000, significantly lower, the Post report said. When it comes to religious rules, the couple was accused of having an affair when Minot was still married to Beth Minot. He was also reportedly seen carrying alcohol into Omar's Washington, D.C., residence and smoking cigarettes. Committing adultery, drinking alcohol, and smoking cigarettes are forbidden in the Muslim faith. According to the Quran Explorer website, the haram and halal things mentioned in Quran are for our own benefits. Allah, SWT, has forbidden us from certain things, as those things can be harmful for us and for our health. Alcoholic beverages are no exception. While alcohol has some benefits, but its harms outweigh its benefits. In 2020, a DC-based consulting firm co-owned by Minot received over $500,000 in Chinese coronavirus bailout money in addition to the millions her campaign spent on the company that year, per Breitbart News. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump in January called for a criminal investigation into Omar to seek answers on how her wealth grew to more than $30 million while serving in public office, the outlet reported. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, RKY, has said his panel is seeking answers on Omar and Minot through congressional oversight. The article stated, adding, one reason motivating the House probe and Trump's call for a criminal inquiry may be that Omar's district has been ground zero for the reportedly billions of dollars in widespread fraud involving federal funding of social services programs to the Somalian population there.